think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Lame duck. That is a term of affection for a president who will not be the president come January and the inauguration. Lame duck can be a whole term, all 4 years. It can be the last year of the fourth of the second term. It can also be the time between the election when the baton is passed to the other party or to someone in your own party. However, thanks to John Bolton writing The American at the Wall Street Journal editorial page, I now am reviewing all the lame ducks I've lived through. John, a very good evening to you. Living through a lame duck, the vivid one for me is Lyndon Johnson, 1968, when he surprised everybody. Remember when he touched his brow with the sweat that was coming down in the Oval Office and decided not to run? What was your most vivid lame duckery? Was that it, John? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think the events at the end of the Carter administration transitioning to Reagan with hundreds of Americans held hostage still by the Islamic Revolution in Iran, clearly an act by the Ayatollahs that really defeated Jimmy Carter, and desperate negotiations at the end to try to get them released. But real uncertainty what would happen if the negotiations had failed, if Reagan took the oath of office after having been harshly critical of Carter during the campaign for his failure at Desert One, failure to get the hostages out any other way, that Reagan might have had to take military action against Iran at that point. And so right up until literally the day of the inauguration, the negotiations continued, but the hostages were released after Reagan took the oath of office, and it was something that pleased everybody. Carter could say he got the hostages out. Reagan could say, because I got elected. And the Iranians bought themselves space from the U.S. in possible retaliation.
Here we are in uncharted or not charted in pen, lame duckery. Mr. Biden has declared that he is no longer a candidate for the re-election. That means between now and the election and between the election and the inauguration, Mr. Biden is the president of the United States. Is he in any fashion hobbled by this decision?
Well, I think he is. You know, as you rightly said, you could basically say a second term president is a lame duck the day he's sworn in the second time. But here we had Biden in a first term struggling along to be a candidate, looking like he was going to lose in November, but still fully president and not a lame duck until that happened. And then by voluntarily pulling himself out of the race, he's lame ducked himself 100 days earlier than might otherwise be the case. So we will have a much more extended period than in the usual transition, obviously, which is between Election Day and the inauguration. And the question is whether our adversaries try to take advantage of that to advance their own interests. Will Biden seek vindication against some of his opponents internationally? I mean, we are, as you just said, in uncharted territory.
In 68, my memory, help me, John, is that after Lyndon Johnson decided not to become a candidate again, though he was eligible to be reelected, he ceased the bombing for a certain period of time over Vietnam. And the North Vietnamese and their communist allies in Beijing and Moscow, then game that for the rest of the year. You've mentioned the Iran crisis of 1980. Here we are 44 years later, same problem, John. Nothing ever changed. So is Mr. Biden vulnerable to foreign manipulation? Is that what we should look for?
I think it's a real risk. In Ukraine, for example, will Russia try to take advantage of this very long lame duck period that Biden's about to enter, especially with a contest now between Harris and Trump, where the Republican is not at all favorable to American assistance to Ukraine? You know, will the Chinese create a crisis with respect to Taiwan or in the South China Sea? Will Iran try to do something? Very interesting. Prime Minister Netanyahu on his way to Washington right now to speak to another joint session of Congress. War in Gaza, continuing threat of war with Hezbollah in the north. So there are a lot of touch points around the world where things could flare up. And, you know, we know part of the president's problem is he's not on duty 24/7. So it could really, and now being a lame duck, it could really strain the system.
And the lame duck is the additional detail that the vice president is now fully charged to campaign 24 hours a day for the next 106 days. That doesn't leave much time for the vice president's duties to national security, which is part of the portfolio. So is it your measure that our Constitution has a glitch, John, that lame duckery is unwelcome in this age of instant communication?
Well, recall that when the Constitution was written, the inauguration was not until April, because they figured people had to, you know, take the stage from wherever they were from all the way to Washington. They gave plenty of time. But by the time of the Depression, it became clear that that was just too long. And it was moved back to what it is today, January. One could say that even that is too long. I mean, in Great Britain, the transition takes place instantaneously, in effect. The counter argument is that the U.S. government is so huge that even the current transition period from early November to January 20th is not long enough. So my guess is that probably nothing will change. But this is where the question of who's in charge here really becomes important. The constitutional rule is clear. One president at a time with plenary power until the oath of office puts a new president in. But even Americans have trouble understanding that in the lame duck period, and certainly foreigners, many of them simply don't get it at all. And that lack of understanding is a real source of danger.
You mentioned that Mr. Obama at the end had an opportunity to be impolite, rude towards Mr. Netanyahu, and there's always a payback time. I'm remembering, John, a meeting in the White House in early December 2016, where Mr. Biden and Mr. Obama listened in to briefings by their national security team about something that would later become Russiagate. That was a dangerous time, and we still have not solved all those facts.
Well, that's correct. I mean, what I was referring to was this famous Resolution 2334, which undercut the position Trump had taken in the campaign and Israel under Netanyahu had taken about what Israel's extent was. And I was focusing on national security in this piece in the Wall Street Journal. But you're right. Here is a vindictive act by an ex-president and an ex-vice president, really by the White House leadership as a whole, against Trump that had implications, political implications for years to come, and also had some national security implications by making Russia a subject of debate when, as far as I know anyway, I didn't see any evidence of Russia collusion. But it was politically very effective for the Democrats.
Right now, John, would you say this is a moment of maximum risk as we make this transition? Is there any date that will be more risky than this between now and inauguration?
No, I think, in fact, because the lame duck period has begun earlier during the election, which is likely to be close. I mean, you can debate whether Harris has a chance or whether Trump is destined to win in any event. But I think the Electoral College vote could still be close. It will not be the blowout that the Trump campaign was expecting with Biden in the race. And the closeness of the race is itself an opportunity for foreign adversaries. So I do think there's a lot to worry about. That's really why I wrote the piece. I wanted to ring the fire bell for people to acknowledge this uncharted territory that we're in.
Yes, the bell tolls for all of us. John Bolton, writing at the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Bolton.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.